This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
One loss away from elimination, one loss from potential massive changes.
Oh, boy.
That were probably already in store, independent of Tatum getting injured for sure, the Celtics getting eliminated against New York. The wheels were already in motion for this. As Shams told us weeks ago, the whole league is bracing for the Celtics moving some pieces. And I'd say that's about to get ratcheted up quite a bit. I will discuss it here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Almost all Celtics on the show today. Tier Tuesday at 11:30. We will tear off the Patriots' opponents this season. The schedule is getting released tomorrow night, I believe it is. You're already getting a lot of NFL schedule leaks throughout the course of the week. All the nationally televised games, the international games. So we'll tear off the Patriots' schedule, all their opponents coming up again. At 11:30, you got a key for madness. 12:45, Tommy Curran at high noon. So stay tuned for all of it. We discussed whether or not the series is over, whether or not the season is over. God. The Celtics are 9-2 without Jason Tatum. We're still awaiting an update on Tatum and his injury status. Haven't seen anything official yet. We're all bracing for the worst. When that comes along, we'll be sure to pass it along here on Jones and Keefe. What changes are in store for this team this offseason?
A lot. I fear a lot, and I don't think we can overstate just how horrible what happened to Tatum yesterday is going to impact like the future of this team. And it's going to be a matter of like how quickly can you turn it back around, how quickly can you kind of right the ship, because we thought they were going to lose a couple of guys from the rotation, one or two guys from the rotation anyway, and one of the guys you were going to keep was Jason Tatum. So there is $54 million next year that it's just going to be out with an injury.
Sitting on ice.
We think. So if he's out, you're not saving money on that, right? This isn't long-term IR like there is in hockey.
The NHL, right, yeah.
There's not. So you're going to be sitting on that. So you have some pretty major decisions to make. So I think Kristaps Porzingis, who has 1 year left on his deal, is probably done. Now, with a healthy Tatum, I think you could have spun it like, not ideal, you love having him, but you won one title without him. He's been in and out of the lineup this year, in and out of the lineup in the playoffs. You move on from him, really not the end of the world. It was great having him.
Yep.
But we were both getting kind of sick of the whole experience. Like, well, you just don't know when you can count on
him. So I was.
No, but this is what I'm saying. With Tatum.
Yeah.
With Tatum. Now, without Tatum.
I think it changes for me, to be honest.
Yeah, and you gotta double think that. But I don't know how much longer he's back. So next year, let's say you play all of next year without Tatum, regardless of what your roster is. Then 2 years from now, you get Tatum back. Who the hell's left? Holiday and Horford might not even be in the league. Porzingis won't be on the team. You're probably going to dump Hauser in a salary type of dump. So what is it going to be? Jaylen Brown, Derek White,
Peyton Pritchard,
and maybe Peyton Pritchard,
Shireman.
Okay, yeah, like Cornette. How quickly that really changes.
Yeah, no, for
because
sure.
Even the idea of Al Horford coming back on a cheap deal for one more run at it, is he really going to want to do that without Jason Tatum? Probably not. So Horford might be gone. I think Porzingis is going to be gone, and you know, to a much lesser degree, Hauser, just because he goes from $2 million to $10 million, and then with the tax money, it's obviously way more than that. So I think there was a good chance, a likely chance, there's going to be significant changes anyway, and now I would say it guarantees it.
So we talked about this when Shams had the report a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to get peeled off the roster. The whole league is embracing for Sam Hauser to move. That's not what people are bracing for.
It's going to be that and.
Maybe Jaylen Brown, but we both ruled out Jaylen Brown. I still rule out Jaylen, by the way. I know a lot of people think the move would be to trade Jaylen this offseason. We already got a call about Cooper Flagg.
Don't you think the Tatum injury just slams that door shut?
Yes.
You and I both thought it wasn't a possibility anyway, but people like to speculate and throw out different names and things like that. But
I think it's, well, you say slam shut. I don't think it was happening either way. I guess I probably think it's more likely that they move him now that Tatum is out.
Oh, see, I go the other way because I would be like, all right, it's your team for this year. Think of the 94 Bulls. Jordan's gone. Pippen, it's your team. He actually had a great year.
He did.
And, you know, you're going to run it. And then they're still young enough where 2 years from now you reunite Tatum and Brown. And at that point, the supporting cast is going to be a little bit different. But at least you have two top 15 players. I wouldn't panic and move on from one of them.
I don't think he's moving either way, but I would say I think it's more likely Jaylen moves with Tatum out. Perhaps I'm wrong about that. If Tatum were healthy next year, and there's still the potential he is, we're waiting on an update from Shams or whomever on Tatum's MRI. I think we're all bracing for an Achilles injury that would have him out next year. And by the way, we haven't even really talked about this. That's a brutal injury with a terrible history to come back from in the NBA. Durant's come back fine. But there were guys like John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins.
Klay Thompson.
I mean, even Kobe at the end of his career. I mean, there was borderline career enders for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Now, it tends to happen to older players, and Tatum's right smack in his prime. But that's a tough one to come back from. But let's say he avoids an Achilles injury. This is some sort of fracture where he's done for the playoffs, but he's back next year. The most likely player to move would have been Porzingis for me. If Tatum's going to miss next year, I might look at it differently and say subtract Holiday and try to win games next year. And I think they can win a lot of games in the East next year with a duo of Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis. You know, with Derek White and Peyton Pritchard mixed in there. Like, I think that team could be, again, a 4 or 5 seed in the East. I do think that. The Pacers won 50 games this year with one All-Star and a lot of nice players, but nothing special on that team.
No.
So I think you could win a lot of games with that combo. I don't know that Jrue Holiday's going
to... How many games does that combo actually play?
So that's where I would go. I think Porzingis is going to miss half the games.
Maybe.
Jaylen's not always healthy either.
Okay.
No, but he plays it like 2/3 of the games.
Jrue Holiday already took most of the regular season off this year and coasted through the regular... I just don't think he's the kind of guy who's going to win you a million regular season games. The idea with him and keeping him and being done with Porzingis was he's there when it matters in the playoffs to supplement a healthy Tatum and a healthy Brown on a championship run. I don't think he does as much on a mid-tier Eastern Conference team. I think he's a great piece to have on a championship caliber team. I think Porzingis, I mean, you're rolling the dice on health for sure, and that's a dangerous game to play with him, but I think he gives you a higher ceiling.
So then this comes back to that quote from Wick about thank God for Brad Stevens, because you wonder if it's more than just salary dump, kind of go with what you have. Like, does Brad Stevens get in the lab and say, all right, you have $32 million next year for Holiday, $30 million for Porzingis. So I take that $62 million, I move on from both, and I bring in a $40 million player, or I bring in two $20 million players. So I'm saving the team $20 million, which is X number when you add in
which
the luxury tax.
It's going to be a massive stipulation for the new owner.
And, like, another player, right? Because that's what I wonder, too, is, like, Brad Stevens, the new ownership will say, this is the number you can spend. But Brad Stevens is going to say, all right, how do I do that with still having a good team? So if I can't rely on Porzingis, if Jrue Holiday is getting just older right in front of our eyes and we can't rely on him, is there another thing we can do? Like, who thought a Marcus Smart for Kristaps Porzingis trade was going to be a thing?
Great point.
So maybe
Brad Stevens, and thank God we do.
Thank God we do.
Thank God we
so
do.
So maybe he
Your
does
Your work's
that.
Cut out for you, Brad. Yeah. Good luck.
Maybe he flips Holiday and Porzingis in separate deals and then brings back another player not even thinking about that plays, you know, maybe it's a point guard, maybe it's a big, whatever. But I could see a guy we're not even talking about joining the team next year.
617-779-7937. Tier Tuesday comes your way 20 minutes from now. It's also a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. I have another opportunity to win tickets to the Red Sox and the Mets. And let me get the date right on this. That is May 19th at Fenway Park.
Who's Juan Soto in action?
At 11:30. Yeah, the near Red Sox.
So close.
Juan Soto. Do you want to see a Tanner Houck game or do you not want to see it? You can see a lot of Mets home runs. You can see a lot of Mets offense.
Yeah, where are the seats? If I'm sitting out, you know, behind the bullpen, I'd want to see Houck.
You want a souvenir.
Well, you'd only see Houck for about 2 innings.
That's a good point. True. It's really bullpen game. Really
a
bullpen
lot
day.
Of Newcomb.
That's
yeah,
a good
lot
point.
Of Sean Newcomb.
So that comes your way at 11:30. Stay tuned for it. Barry's in New Bedford. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, guys. Quickly, Keith, you're a second apron team. You don't have many options because you lose your mid-level exceptions. And you get penalized for this.
Jaylen Brown. Okay.
The idea is you dip below the luxury tax.
But I'm saying you would get below it if you traded guys like Holiday and Porzingis.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the logic why Jaylen Brown being moved makes the most sense. It's not that Dallas, that delusion needs to end. It's when you get to San Antonio and back. Because Tatum's out next year, moving Brown would bring you assets and allows you to reset your cap. You get rid of Porzingis and Holiday too. Jaylen Brown, all he's going to do next year is be a 5 seed to a play-in game. Do you really want to do that? Or do you want to reset your roster?
Yeah, but what about 2 years from now, Barry?
Yeah,
if
right.
you can reunite, I'm not going to give up on the whole thing. You have Brown and Tatum signed long-term. If Tatum comes back the way Durant came back, you're going to once again have two All-Stars, two fringe All-NBA guys for the 26 season. I'm not blowing that up for 1 year.
And those Supermax contracts have 15% accelerators in them.
Okay.
So the numbers are going to keep going up.
Yeah, but they're good players. They're good players, though. Where you get screwed is when you're paying John Wall that type of money, or you're paying the bad players or the injured players that much money. If these guys are both still playing well, then that's fine. That's the going rate for them.
I look at this as they have the third oldest playoff roster right now. They have one because of Porzingis and Horford, and they have a Holiday.
Right, but those are the old
Holiday.
Guys.
So I Brown and Tatum are bringing the age number down.
Keith, he said, if they're a five seed to a play-in team, which I think is about right. I would guess closer to the five seed than a play-in team.
They're a playoff team.
But they're a playoff team next year. Without Tatum? Yeah, I'll take that. And then he's back on the team with Tatum the following year, and you're probably a championship contender
Well,
again.
Not only that.
What's wrong with that?
And not
like,
to play this whole thing out.
Why are you blowing up the whole team when you could be a playoff team next year and then Tatum's back the year after, if it's even an Achilles injury, which we just think, we don't even know.
Split up the Jays.
But also, we're seeing a lot more parity in the NBA. Like, if I had told you at the beginning of the year it was going to be Knicks, Pacers, Eastern Conference Finals, and T-Wolves, potentially Nuggets in the West Finals, you'd be like, well, what the hell happened to the Celtics and the Cavs and the Thunder and all these teams? So you don't have the, you know, Durant Warriors team or the LeBron Heat team or even the LeBron Cavs, you don't have that.
Nope.
So even a five seed nowadays isn't as like write them off as it once was. So I would take my chances. It's one thing if Tatum was Kevin Durant's age now and he was hurt and you're
way different.
That is a much different equation. What is he going to look like in 2 years? Maybe you do move on from Brown, but I'm just, this sucks. And you got to wait a year and you let Brown have the team for a year. And then you come back and say, we got these two guys reunited. And then have Brad Stevens figure out players 3 through 8 on the roster. I think if you give up on him now and you try to get like a pick, that's insane.
I think you could be the 5 seed and win a round, and now you're in the second round next year, and that's a worthwhile thing. And then Tatum's back a year later. Like, I'm not blowing the thing up. I'm actually surprised at how many we got a call about trade Jaylen for Cooper Flagg. I was texting with a buddy last night. Let's tank for A.J. DeBansta, the kid from Brockton, who's at BYU, who's going to be the first pick next year.
If they did the old territorial draft, you'd have both. You'd have Flagg and DeBansta.
That's a great point. That's how you got Heinsohn and Cousy and all those guys.
That's right.
Let's see. Trade for Kevin Durant. Trade for Giannis. I'm seeing all these.
Is that Wiggy?
Well, maybe.
Wiggy likes Giannis.
Why are we trading Jaylen off this team? I don't get it. Now,
but also, your stat about them being the oldest roster, Al Horford's like 40.
Right.
So if he just retires or is off the team, that number goes way down.
They're old because of Horford and Holiday.
Yes.
Like, get those guys off the team and your age is much more in line. Look, Tatum and Brown are at the back end of their primes.
What do you mean? No, middle of the prime. Mm. Prime.
How old's Jalen? He's going to be 30?
Prime time. No. No.
He's not.
I think he should be 29.
No way.
Fact check me. I thought he was turning 30 next year.
He's 28.
Okay. Almost 30. I mean, that's...
He's going to be 30. Yeah.
But like 30, that's the back...
He'll be 30.
Tatum's going to be 30 soon, too.
That's the back end of your prime.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like LeBron's kind of flipped it on his head, but like guys play longer. LeBron, Durant, and Curry are all.
I mean, when they put the big three together, all those guys were like 31, 32, or like they're all cooked. Yeah. Like they have like a year or two left. And I you're right. Things have changed, and LeBron's flipped it on his head. But like, I don't think they have a ton of years left. But they would have another run with Tatum and Brown together. So yeah, I'm not completely blowing the whole thing up.
So in 08, Pierce was 30, and I would say for the next 4 years, he was great. I mean, he made all-star teams even beyond that. He was even an all-star when he was 34.
He was good in Washington.
We mentioned this quickly.
He was not a Washington all-star.
I remember him, like, for how old he was. He was actually decent.
He had a couple games.
Well, and
he would have a couple games.
Butters beater against the Celtics, right?
He loved to take down the Raptors in those playoff series. he was the king of the North, taking down the Raptors in those series once he was in Washington and Brooklyn. I think. But I think it's fair to wonder if we've seen the best of Tatum. Like, if it's an Achilles injury... I don't think this is being a downer to say he'll still make all-star teams. Kobe was still making all-star teams after his Achilles injury. Durant still making all-star teams after his Achilles injury.
Yeah, Durant's still making like all NBAs.
Right.
Kobe was making all-star games, playing 35 games.
Yeah, probably on reputation.
A little bit of that. Yeah.
So when I say we've seen the best of him, I'm not saying he sucks, but...
No, I mean, he's a top five player, so even if that goes down a little bit, but he's still very useful.
Is he still a lock-him-in, first-team All-NBA guy coming back from an Achilles injury?
Maybe not, because, you know...
Maybe not.
Flag and DeBance are going to be taking those spots.
Well, that's a good point. But, yeah, I don't know that he's a lock for that anymore. So, okay, he's a shade worse, coming back from a really tough injury to come back from. In all sports, it specifically has a terrible track record in the NBA.
It's demoralizing. Like, it's demoralizing because they were lined up. This was their window because they did have a few old guys. But you're like, if you maximize this, your best players are young. So that's what's different from the 08, 09, 10 Celtics, where their best players were older. Their supporting cast was younger, like Rondo and Perk and those guys. Whereas the supporting cast here, Holiday, Horford, they're obviously much older. But it also goes to show you how much you need to go your way or how much luck you kind of need to win these titles. You know, you go back to Celtic City, it was a good reminder that Celtics hit the ground running in 08, win the title. 09, they're better in the regular season until Garnett gets hurt. Don't win that title. They don't have Garnett. And then in 2010, they get to the NBA Finals, and then they blow a lead, and they end up losing that one. On paper, that was the best team in the NBA for three straight years, won one title.
Mm-hmm.
This team right now was, I would say, for at least 2 years, was the best team on paper, but they're about to lose to the Knicks, and then next year seems like it's going to be... A lost year.
So I'm not penciling in for a title. I don't think they're done this series.
All right.
I think if they somehow rally and win this series, they could beat Indiana. Indiana's not some world-beating team.
No.
So
Aaron Nesmith revenge series.
True.
So.
I don't think getting out of the East is crazy, but they've dug themselves in a hole. I'll be really disappointed if they don't win Game 5 and at least push New York back to MSG with pressure on them to win on their home floor and a Game 7 looming over their heads. Mm-hmm. Put them in that spot at least, and let's see where it goes. So I don't rule out any of that, but yeah, championships, last year may have been the one.
Man.
And it was real fortunate, the road you had. 617-779-7937. Jones, prime is 28 to 33 years old. I don't think 33 is in your prime in any sport these days.
Like 41 is your prime. I feel great. I wake up with a spring in my step.
Like if I had to guess, prime in the NBA, like most productive years are probably like 25 to 28. Like those guys are about to exit. They're on the back end of their prime.
Not to make it about me, but my prime, if you're asking, 14 to 17.
Oh, I mean, Greg, I've been
15. If you met 15-year-old Rich Keefe, you'd be like, this guy's going places.
Let me tell you, I was this height. I've said this about, I was this height at like 13, 14. I was thinking,
Sick Greg, bro.
6'7.
Yeah.
6'8. No, 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 I'm going to be a monster.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Sure. You were not.
No, no, I've been 5'10 for 25 years.
I was this height, but like 30 Sick pounds. Greg, but bro. Like, 30 pounds less.
Yeah,
so you can imagine just the quickness, the leaping ability.
Sinewy, wiry.
No. Now it's the pits. I can barely get out of bed in the morning. I can't get up off the floor when I'm playing with my kids. Like, what's happening? What? How quick this
my
went
leg,
south?
My leg goes numb sitting on the floor playing Battleship. can't even pick myself up.
You were playing Battleship for like an hour.
It was a long game. We got our son Battleship for his seventh birthday. It was his first game. It was a lengthy game.
Yeah.
So
is he quite the strategist?
Well. He did a good job hiding those.
You're gonna
boats,
put the boats on the board to play.
Yeah, boats are behind him, but I did. My sciatica was acting up. 617-779-7937. Jake is in Boston. Hello, Jake.
Well, in Brad we trust, boys. First of all, prime for millennial athletes. Brady, LeBron, Federer has been in your 30s because they're playing against Gen Z athletes who don't work as hard as them. So take that for what you will. Listen, two quasi positives. Given all the downers. Number one is it's Brad Stevens. He has got every possibility now when it comes to dealing with the second apron. I love Brad's creativity. He won us a title 2 years ago because of it. He got rid of Grant Williams, Marcus Smart, was able to build the depth to win this team a title. And I wasn't necessarily convinced about building a second apron team with the two Jays and their flaws. So again, if you run out of Jaylen Brown and a young team next year, tell me who Brad has missed on. The one thing you can't do, guys, is you can't tank after last night, because as much as I'd like to break out my Book of Mormon and pray for AJ DeBanza, 14.6% is not going to be enough to say we're going to tank the entire thing. Brad's going to need to be more involved in the college game than he has the last couple of years. I have full unequivocal confidence that will happen.
Yeah, so look, I don't need to go to the draft, and I definitely don't want them to tank. I think they can be a playoff team next year. I'm not even ruling them out to win this series. No. But Brad's got his work cut out for him to figure out. Not necessarily the team on the floor, that's a part of it, but he's got a lot of cap machinations and luxury tax, second apron minutiae to sift his way through. Because make no mistake, Bill Chisholm looks at it now and goes, wait, our all NBA MVP-ish candidate, best player on the team, is hurt for all of next year? Let's save some money. Like, I can't imagine. The new owner isn't coming in wanting to do that.
So Kevin Durant, real quick, he blew out his Achilles and everything, and he missed the entire 1920 season.
He did it super late. It was in the finals. It was, I mean, even later than this.
But then he came back. So then, remember, that was that whole weird situation where he went to the Nets. The Nets paid him to not even play for a full season. But then the next year, they were in the playoffs, and now they underachieved.
Did he make an all? I mean, he must have made All-NBA, but was he ever first-team All-NBA after the injury?
He's been second-team twice.
Okay, so good, but not as good as he was pre-injury. Yeah.
Although the year that he got hurt, he was also second team. And so you could say, you know, he was only first team All-NBA in his 20s. So I don't know if it was an injury thing or just like an older thing, because the previous year he was second team eighth in the MVP vote. So it was sort of like on par with that.
But that's kind of what I'm talking about. I don't think Tatum's career's over.
No, me neither.
I think, you know, but you might be talking about a guy who was locked in as a first team All-NBA guy, and now he's second or third team All-NBA, and he's an All-Star every year, but it could impact his career in that way for sure.
And like when we talked with Terp about, like, Terp thinks at some point he'd win an MVP. You know, you and I were like, no. Yeah, like, you can still have a great career and be first, second team All-NBA. And yeah, maybe that's not happening. I mean, you are, if we can all argue what years the prime is and when it starts and when it ends. We need to know he's missing, or he might, if we get the news that we expect, he's missing a year in his prime.
Well, I have been keeping a close eye on Shams's timeline.
Yeah, what's going on with Shams?
He does have an update on the Philadelphia 76ers. They're promoting Jameer Nelson to assistant GM.
Oh, Jameer Nelson.
So his phone's working. He's talking to people.
That was a good St. Joe's team.
It was. Yeah. Him and Delonte West.
Yep.
Well, that was the whole team.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was
one other guy, right? One other shooter? No?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Were they undefeated?
Yeah.
And then lost
until
the tournament.
Like the Final Four. Yeah. Or Elite Eight or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So Shams' phone is working. I've not seen an update yet. I don't know if it's good or bad. We haven't had an update yet. Is there any chance that's a good thing, the absence of news?
Well, no, because he just said MRI tomorrow. He didn't really say a time, right? So maybe we don't really know.
Okay. All your phone calls, 617-779.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
793.7 Tommy Curran at High Noon. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off Patriots opponents. If you need a quick break from the Celtics, we'll give it to you. Plus, an opportunity to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets May 19th at Fenway Park, part of a 2 for Tuesday, right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.